Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. I'm Dr. Richard Friend, and today we welcome Dr. Connie Leeper, a family medicine obstetrician at University Medical Center. Dr. Leeper explains that optimal health is just as important for women before they become pregnant as it is during pregnancy. Welcome to Health Matters with your host, Mike Royer.
We are joined once again by Dr. Connie Leeper, who is a family practice obstetrician. We've had her on before talking about obstetrics, babies, and proper health care. We're glad you're back with us. And today we would like to talk a bit to relatively young people, but certainly first-time parents who are thinking about having a baby, just found out they're expecting. And those of us that have been through it, and you have a baby yourself, my wife and I have two, kind of take for granted that, well, we know what happens because we've been through it. They don't. Give us some basic things that if you had a 20-year-old sitting in front of you that you could say, okay, here's some things you need to know. What are some things they need to know?
Yeah. So I think one of the big things would be making sure that you're ready. It's a huge change in your life.
Sure.
And so you don't want to regret that decision because it's permanent. Mm-hmm. So I think making sure that you're in a place in your life that you're ready to have a big change, both financially and lifestyle-wise.
Yeah.
And then also making sure that your health is good enough that you can have a successful pregnancy is another big thing. We love to try and tell women, ideally, we'd like them to come to us before they ever get pregnant to say that they're thinking about it so that we can make sure that they're on, medicines that are safe, that they're taking good vitamins, all those types of things to prepare for the pregnancy.
You mentioned folic acid earlier for the woman. Starting it as soon as you're pregnant is fine, but how far ahead of time, if someone is of a baby-bearing age or desire, would you ask them to start thinking about that and taking action?
Yeah, I think often, I usually recommend if they're thinking about having a baby, they should just go ahead and, if they're even trying, they should just go ahead and be on a vitamin that has folic acid. And it's actually just a great multivitamin to take, a prenatal vitamin. So for women that are of childbearing age, they can just take it every day as just a regular multivitamin. That way it's already in their system because the baby just goes through a lot of development even before women find out they're pregnant. And so having that in their system means the baby is going to have all the nutrients that it needs.
My wife's doctor and my wife, I think, wanted to make me feel involved. I learned my job really was to bring crushed ice while she was in the delivery room. That was my job. But do you feel it is important for the man to be involved in checkups, maybe pre-birth classes and during delivery? And what is your guidance to couples on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great for the partners to really be as involved as they can be, to know what the woman's going through and to try and help, because having a support for a woman in labor is really great and has been shown to really help with the tolerance to pain during labor. If your partner is just has no idea and is a deer in headlights, then can't really be a good support. So knowing, techniques that can try and help with as far as breathing and keeping her calm and helping her kind of deal with the pains and things like that can be really, really helpful. Or just bringing ice or bringing a moist rag or anything like that can all be really supportive. So the more prepared they are, the less in shock they'll be for the experience.
Do you have time or think it's important enough when you meet with a couple or a woman to give them a heads up on how things are going to change for the woman, not just getting larger, not just having a baby inside you, but there are some emotional changes, some strains. Do you try to give them a little guidance that don't be shocked when this happens? It's going to happen a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think, one thing that we definitely try and talk to people about is, and women, I think, are a little more aware of it now maybe than in the past, but, baby blues or postpartum depression is a real thing that's extremely common. And I think, there's so much stigma with mental health, but it's so common. It's a huge, big change to a family's life. And there's so many stressors involved in having a new baby that needs to be fed and changed and cries and they can't communicate. So I think a partner's role in that is also really, really vital, because they can be, they know the woman. And so if they can be watching out for signs that the woman may be feeling more depressed after delivery, a lot of times it's great if the partner can be the one to tell the doctor that, or mm-hmm. to let the woman know that they're worried about her so that she can get help. Because a lot of times women just don't, they're not aware of it because they're dealing with so many things exactly. at that time.
Yeah. The day my wife found out she was expecting with our first child, we went to the bookstore that night and bought What to Expect When You're Expecting, I think is the name of the book.
Yeah.
Any knowledge, good, accurate knowledge is yeah. good. You recommend guidance like that and read up on what other women have experienced. Is that a good thing?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think there's tons of books out there. There's so much information on the internet. It's important to make sure your sources are good, but I think there's a lot of good information that you can find all over the place now with pregnancy, because obviously many women have been through it before. And so I think those are great books and resources for women and partners to read. And then obviously talking to your doctor about any questions that you have and not being embarrassed to ask questions mm-hmm. that come up about things that are going on.
I'll make this my last question. I think the window of opportunity for safe, generally safe pregnancies has increased a bit to older. What is that window today? And is it really kind of wide open if a woman is still healthy and still has normal function with her body? What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, there are still, you know, conditions that increase in risk as women age. I mean, obviously women now, with women so much in the workforce and working, a lot of women are delaying pregnancy until later in life. You know, the biggest thing is for women to stay healthy. That's going to be important. But there are some genetic conditions and things like that for the baby that are a little more likely as women get past the age of 35, generally is mm-hmm. kind of where we say the cutoff is. But there are obviously lots of women that give birth and
sure.
sometimes into their 40s and can have perfectly healthy pregnancies. But it does increase the risk. But we screen for those things during prenatal care. So it's you know, having a baby is such a personal decision for mm-hmm. people's life. So as long as women know the risks that are involved, it's, you know, obviously a lot of times those pregnancies still end up perfectly healthy. The majority of them do. So.
Well, this segment of Health Matters has been more of a general conversation. And thank you for giving us that time to do that. We appreciate you and your expertise. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, and Demopolis.